We turn to Isaiah, and I think the Lord laid that on my heart because I just want to try to talk, and we're going to close the service there in just a few minutes, but I do need your help. Isaiah said, let us now reason together. Give some thought to this thing, and he was talking about your sins, but I want to try to get the Loomis Park Baptist Church tonight to reason with me, and let's just think for a second here. In Luke 11, I want you to look at a verse here that is one of the main verses that drives me and stirs me and motivates me. You just seen this guy standing in the street. Some of those pictures were Jacksonville Naval Base, Savannah, Georgia, and the Marine Corps base at Parris Island. I'm standing out in those streets. Well, what kind of a nut? You go out and stand in the street at 5:30 in the morning and hand out Bibles. I mean, where in the world did this idea come from? Can I tell you something? It had to come from God. Because I'm going to tell you something, I didn't want to do it. But I believe something here. I believe this. And Luke chapter 11, and by the way, you believe this too. Everybody in this room already knows this. You just haven't heard it put this way. Maybe, I don't know, maybe you have, I don't know. But maybe you've already heard this before. But Luke 11, the Lord Jesus uses a word there that is an extremely powerful word. In verse number 42, he says, woe unto you Pharisees. Verse 43, woe unto you Pharisees. Verse number 4, woe unto you scribes and Pharisees. Again, verse 47, verse 46 up there, he says, woe, verse 47. He gets down to verse 52 and he makes an amazing statement that applies to us today. He says in verse number 52, woe unto you lawyers. Now, may I say to you this right now, if there's any lawyers in this church tonight, not all lawyers are crooked, not all lawyers are bad. There's obviously some good lawyers somewhere. Okay? And so verse 52, woe unto you lawyers, and watch this, for ye have taken away the key of knowledge. Ye entered not in yourselves, and them that were entering in ye hindered. Jesus says, you lawyers have taken away the key of knowledge. Now back in 1962 and 63, I wasn't paying much attention to tell you the truth back in 62. But in the United States of America, there was a group of lawyers called the Supreme Court of the United States of America that pulled off something that somehow the Baptist preachers must have been sleeping. Or even out on the golf course or in their bass boats or playing somewhere doing something because they weren't paying attention because these lawyers took away the key of knowledge from our school system. Are y'all follow me, I hope. Okay, they took away prayer, they took away Bible reading from the education system of America, and everybody in this room, you've got to know that the key of any culture of any people is education. Once you pull the Bible out of education, you might have people that can go to the moon, you might have people that can replace eyeballs and hearts and all the rest of it, but if you have no fear of God, all you've got is a heathen pagan person that has no fear of God, and when you have people that have no fear of God, they're going straight to hell. I hope you all believe that. Now, let's just reason together with something for just a couple minutes is all I've got. And so I just want to reason with you about something. Since 1962 in the United States of America, since 1962, we have had four sets of young people. I didn't say four generations now. I said four sets of young people that started in kindergarten and they went through high school. Now, let me repeat that again so you'll understand my thinking. I'm not brilliant, but I do have some of this figured out. We've had four sets of American kids that they started in kindergarten, they went through high school. Had another set. They come kindergarten through high school, kindergarten through high school. Four of those sets now that have gone to a pagan, anti-Christ, anti-God schools in America. We're not talking about Russia. We're not talking about China. We're talking about the United States of America where they've gone to schools that are anti-Christ and anti-God, anti-Bible, anti-anything that's good. And this is my problem. On 9/11, when 9/11 took place, my brother, I saw young men with ponytails down to here. I saw them with earrings here and earrings here. Some of these guys look like they fell in tackle boxes. They got so much jewelry on their faces so much. But I saw them standing at Marine Corps recruiting stations down where I live on 9/12 and 9/13 and 9/14 and for weeks and weeks after this thing started up in New York with these Muslims. And guess what? I just want to reason with you that if they were taught from kindergarten that they evolved from some kind of monkey and they've evolved over billions of years and evolution and evolution and evolution and evolution, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Those ones, over 4,000 now that have died, if they believed what they were taught in this education system in this nation, they're in hell. Now, I'm not going to get into it, but I'm going to tell you one thing right now. Hell is just as real as Tokyo, Japan, just as real as Jackson, Michigan. There's a place called hell where people burn for eternity. And I don't want to get ugly here, but I'll tell you this. Those Navy SEALs that just got killed here a while back, they were men of character. They were men of discipline. They were men that loved their nation. And they were men that went through a lot of stuff to get where they got. And instantly they went to hell. And I've talked to numbers of them. And I'll tell you this right now, that most of them are so charactered and so disciplined that when you try to talk to a guy like that about God. So I just want you to know I'm okay. I'm okay. And my brother, there ain't nobody okay until they come to know the Lord. You got to come to know Christ before you're okay. Sir, I just want you to know I'm good. I'm good. There ain't no such thing as good unless you've known Christ and unless you've trusted in Christ. So may I reason with you tonight? We need help. Okay. I'm going to just tell you we need help. Last Saturday at Fort Walton Beach, Florida, Eglin Air Force Base. Didn't I already tell you this? Last Saturday we had 1,000 people in front of a Walmart. Each one of those packets are $2 a piece. We need help financial. We need financial help to keep up with all this stuff. We've got other churches getting involved in this that are handing this literature out at their military complexes. Not only that, you see these little cards here? There has been 229,000 of these cards now printed. I've handed out 219,000 of these cards. And out of the 219,000 of these cards that have already been handed out in churches just like this church, we've only got back about 60,000 of them. That's not Presbyterian churches. That's not Lutheran churches. That's not Catholic churches. Though they're independent, fundamental Baptist churches. I only go to independent Baptist churches that are using the King James Bible. The cards don't come back. People say they're going to do them. And it just da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And it's a real shame. We've got folks going to hell, and we need help with this. Take your Bible, and you know what, Brother John? I'm almost tempted to do a grand slam punch on that clock back there in about 5 seconds, but that would be very rude, so I'm not going to do this. Just take your Bible, please, and turn to the book of Revelation, and I promise you I'm going to get you out of here. Revelation chapter 1. When you find Revelation chapter 1, just turn back one page to Jude. Please, Jude. Jude says this to an apostate. The book of Jude is written to an apostate people. People that have drifted away. People that are turning away from God. But when he gets to verse 22, he says to these apostate people, verse 22. And if some have compassion, making a difference, and others save with fear. Pulling. May I say to you that what you just seen on that video is a guy out on the street. He's pulling. So I just want you to know that Jesus Christ loves you and he appreciates what you're doing for Israel. We hope and pray you'll take some time to read the gospel today. He loves you. It's just a little tug. It's a pull. So I just want you to know that Jesus Christ appreciates what you men have been doing for Israel. Little booklet about heaven here. God bless you. We hope and pray you take some time to read about the Lord today. Just a little pull. It's a pull. It's a pool. Here at Loomis Park Baptist Church, you could be pulling up here. You could be backing me up while I'm in San Diego at the Marine Corps base, at the Naval base, at Key West at the Naval base. And by the way, up here at Grayling here a couple years ago, 2,600 soldiers from Michigan, Indiana, Arkansas, 2,600 that took one of these. You know what it takes? It takes somebody getting out there to do that, but it also takes numbers of people backing it up with a word called compassion, caring, being concerned about people that are going to hell. And the truth of the matter is, those that are helping to keep us safe. Everything in this package is $2. But you know what? May I say this to you, and we'll close with this. Everything in this package can be bought. We pay for everything here. Everything here we pay for. But there's two items in there I cannot pay for. There's two items I can't buy. There's two items I can't give money. I can't pay for it. One of those is this little card right here. It's got a handwritten note in there from somebody. I can't read it without my glasses. I ain't going to take time to read it. But may I say to you, I can't pay for that. You see this right here? I cannot pay for that. That's a little coloring picture that somebody colored. And may I say to you that that right there will make a difference in the life of a soldier. I'm telling you, I know it. I see it all the time. I see soldiers pulling these out. They got the gospel literature in there, and they will not start reading the gospel tract. The gospel tracts will sit to the side, and they'll take this right here and start looking at coloring pictures. Soldiers. I mean tough guy soldiers. They'll be looking at this, and they'll be reading a little personal note before they pick up this and start reading the gospel. But the truth of the matter is, and if some have compassion, making a difference, and it could just be that some compassionate people at the Loomis Park Baptist Church could make a difference. Tonight, you were thinking maybe you're going to have some missionary sermonette here tonight. But may I say to you, it ain't no time in America for sermonettes. We need help in this nation. You didn't get this tonight, and I know I didn't hand them out tonight, but these little billboards are going up all across this nation. These are Islamic billboards with American flags in them. These are American flags flying in that billboard all the way from San Diego to Raleigh, North Carolina. Islamic billboards. If you think those people are playing a game with America, they're not playing no game with us. This little doll here, I played it the last time I was here. It's an Islamic doll that talks about Islam being the light of the world. You think that's a joke? It ain't no joke to Jesus Christ, I can tell you that, because Jesus said, I'm the light of the world. This little doll says, Islam is the light of the world. Let me just take a second. Some of you are looking at me as if I don't know. Watch. Listen to this real close. That doll just said, Islam is the light. Did anybody hear that? Let me play it one more time. It says, Islam is the light. You can get that at Walmart. Those people are not playing games with us. When they start playing with the minds of little children, that's a doll that little kids play with. Islam is light. Islam is light. Islam is light. That's no joke. Now, may I ask you tonight, we got to go home, and I know we got to go home. Tonight, there's 28 or 30 different coloring pictures, all kinds of varieties of coloring pictures up here. There's all kinds of cards up here. There's probably 200 of these. They're all set in fives. My wife is in the back table back there. She's got a packet, a couple packets of literature that shows people how to write cards. Some of you don't need to be showed. Some of you already know what to write and that type of thing you don't need. But we've got examples of what other people are writing. There's examples of what other people have colored. May I ask you, please, come now, let us reason together. The American soldier, when he dies without Christ, where is he spending eternity? Does he have any hope? These guys that have grown up in our education system today in America, if they've never been in a church, you say, well, that's their fault. They're in America. Oh, really? They're human beings and just grow up. They just grow up. We're supposed to be reaching them, but we haven't reached them. I talk to them all the time. We just haven't reached them. But they are reachable. The streets are open to me. We have other workers down the streets, and I need help to back us up. And maybe this church will help back us up. Father, I pray that you Father, that you would have your will and way in this church tonight. Father,